This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Julian and Shaoning. Now, over the weekend, DAP's Vivian Wong emerged victorious in the Sandakan by-election, picking up about an 11,500 majority win in taking the seat that her father held until his passing in March. And in the process, she helped to snap the run of three consecutive by-election losses suffered by Pakatan Harapan in Cameron Highlands, Semenyih and Rantau.
So just looking at the numbers, Wong polled about 16,000 votes, while PBS's Dato Linda Sen got about 4,500 votes. And the DAP Sec Gen and Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng said Wong's victory was beyond expectations, as DAP had expected a 4,000 to 5,000 majority.
So in order to get some insights on the results of the by-election, we have on the line with us Ibrahim Sufian, Program Director at the Merdeka Centre. Thanks for joining us, Ben. So what were the main issues that led to Vivian's win?
Well, if you look at Sandakan, it's a semi-urban, semi-rural constituency. You have a very large urban population centered around the city, but you also have a fairly sizable suburban, semi-rural hinterland that's adjoining it. And it's a couple of things. You know, you have the run-of-the-mill concerns about the economy and also cost of living issues that beset a large segment of the lower middle class and lower income groups, which is sizable in that area. But I think what's really critical is that the people there are looking for improved government services, better infrastructure to serve them, and also looking forward to see issues of the past relating to development and unmet expectations being addressed by the government of the state and the federal government.
And Ben, the majority was more than double of what DAP expected. Do you think that this will be used by DAP to signal that they have regained the support of the people?
Well, I mean, they've already been saying that over the last couple of days. But if you look at the details of the result, it is certainly commendable because they achieve a very large proportion of the vote, more than two-thirds of the votes went to the DAP, but more critically is that the turnout was fairly low at only 54-55%. So it does sort of indicate that large numbers of the population, perhaps amounting to about 20% of the regular voters, decided not to show up to vote. And in part, perhaps it's because Barisan Nasional as a coalition declined to contest, and it's just PBS contesting as a party there. So the traditional BN supporters maybe didn't turn out in large numbers, thus landing the DAP with a very sizable majority of 10,000.
So, Ben, how much do you think Vivian's win was influenced by the fact that voters maybe may have hoped for a continuation of policies and or promises made by her father, Stephen Wong?
I think certainly because, she is from the same family, and I think when she first started her campaign, she talked about continuing the father's legacy and objectives, and people expect that to continue. Furthermore, I think the voters there do have a high positive regard for the late YB Wong, so they, I think, remember him fondly, and I think she continues to carry the mantle of the father's influence, and I think because of that, I think people, turn out in large numbers, supported her and voted for her. I think the other additional point is that in Sabah today, the partnership between the state party, Warisan, and Pakatan Harapan federal government also lends credence to the fact that any kind of projects that are mooted or proposed for the idea has a very high likelihood of being implemented, given that the state and federal governments are on the same side.
Ben, very quickly also, what are your thoughts on Pakatan Harapan's performance so far, a year after their win in GE14?
Well, I think if you look at Sandakan in by itself, it does indicate that in Sabah, at least, Pakatan Harapan and Warisan, stand in a good position in terms of hanging on to power and being able to maintain public support. In part, the situation in Sabah is vastly different than in Semenanjung or in West Malaysia because the opposition has virtually collapsed in Sabah and centered only around a few individuals in PBS and maybe a few beleaguered individuals within UMNO. And we've seen a high degree of defections within UMNO, formerly BN Sabah, to Harapan and specifically Bersatu and Warisan.
Okay.
Whereas the situation in West Malaysia, I think, is slightly different. It is, I think, on the back foot, on the back, in the Malay Muslim majority areas.
Okay, thank you so much, Ben. That was Ibrahim Sufian, a program director at Merdeka Center, weighing in on the Sandakan by-elections as well as Pakatan Harapan. Now, we're running a poll on the BFM Twitter asking, are you satisfied with Malaysia's foreign policy direction? And so please do go and vote. And that's ahead of the Breakfast Grill after this, where Julian is speaking to our foreign minister, Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah. So be sure to stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.